This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Vote counting is underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular centre, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the World Food Programme has appealed to the Trump administration to reverse its decision designating a Yemeni rebel group as a terrorist entity, saying millions would slide into famine in the war-torn country as a result. WFP Chief David Beasley, an American who was nominated to his post by President Trump, said the designation is literally going to be a death sentence to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent people in Yemen. Late Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that he plans to designate the Iranian-backed Houthi rebel group a foreign terrorist organization, a tool that's used to disrupt financial support to terrorist networks. WFP Chief Beasley said 16 million Yemenis are in food crisis now, including 50,000 who are already in famine-like conditions. Another 5 million are just one step behind them. He said his agency is struggling to keep up financially, and the designation means it will have to further cut rations. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Days before Joe Biden's inauguration, the nation's capital is locked down. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After the Capitol riot and with the FBI warning of more armed protests.
Clearly, we are in uncharted waters.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the district looks a lot different than normal. A huge chunk of downtown is locked down, with police vehicles blocking access. A week after proving to be a soft target, the Capitol itself is visible only through a tall black fence. While thousands of National Guard troops continue gathering here, Bowser's asking Americans not to visit for the inauguration,
but instead to participate virtually.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil his plan for breaking COVID-19's grip on America. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
Biden's plan focuses on a mass vaccination campaign and closer coordination among all levels of government. His goal is to put the country on a path to recovery by the end of his first 100 days in office. Biden wants Americans to overcome their sense of pandemic fatigue and recommit to wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and avoiding indoor gatherings. He also wants to deliver more vaccine and work closely with states and local communities to vaccinate more Americans. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A much-anticipated and delayed World Health Organization team visit investigating the origins of the coronavirus has finally begun in Wuhan, but as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, they are warning they may not find clear answers in the weeks to come.
It's been a year now since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. The United States has also criticized the terms of the visit, under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. Washington has long accused Beijing of lack of transparency and hiding the extent of the initial outbreak.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the magic duo Siegfried and Roy, who entertained millions with illusions using rare animals, has died in Las Vegas. Fischbacher died at age 81 at his home from pancreatic cancer. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.